But let's start with shielding this morning. More than 2 million people who've been at home under the government shielding scheme to protect them from coronavirus will finally be allowed back outside and reunite with loved ones. This is from today. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said levels of the virus in the UK are now so low that it will soon be safe for vulnerable people to start returning to normality. I think they mentioned 1st of August, didn't they, in one of the press briefings not so long ago. But they should continue to avoid public indoor spaces like shops and places of worship until the 1st of August, when shielding will be lifted completely and people will be allowed to return to work. Well, this is great news if you've been one of those affected. Certainly great news for my next guest, Sarah Lewis-Newton, who is the Collections and Research Support Manager at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. That we can speak with her now. Hi, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
How are you? How's it been? Has it been, well, it's certainly been different, hasn't it?
Different is certainly the word for it. It's been tough and it's been great in equal measure. I think the biggest thing for me is because my world became incredibly small in March, essentially my world was from my front door to my backyard. And it happened incredibly quickly. So we had a little bit of notice that lockdown was going to happen. Yeah. But it was like switching off my ability to interact with anything in the outside world.
If somebody was to say to you, listen, in 3 weeks' time, this is what you're going to have to do, you can kind of build yourself up for that and prepare yourself mentally. But as you say, when somebody just flicks a switch, it's like, what happened there?
Absolutely. So it was really, really difficult at first for me to learn how to become reliant on other people for my day-to-day stuff. So getting food, getting my medication, anything like that, I had to rely on someone else. And I think for lots of us who are shielding, even though we do have medical conditions why we have to remain indoors at the moment, we're still used to going out and doing what we need to do. In some cases, still having to be very, very careful about our interactions. But I wasn't at that level where I had to be that careful. Right. It's this particular virus that would be detrimental to my health if I was to get it.
And would you mind explaining to us why you were on the shielding list?
No, that's absolutely fine. I'm diabetic. Right. And I received a letter from my doctor saying, don't go out. You need to stay inside. You need to shield.
So your life before this, you're a professional person. Were you kind of in and out? Did you have, you know, quite a busy social life anyway?
Absolutely. So it was rare for me to be in much, to be honest with you. My work at the School of Tropical Medicine keeps me very, very busy. So going to meetings every day, you know, talking to people about the collections, speaking with researchers, speaking with students. So I went from being very, very busy doing other things. I also am part of an artist studio at the Bridewell. So I was doing things there as well. So there was lots and lots going on to suddenly nothing.
So, you know, before when you said it's been tough, but I think you said it's been great. What's the great part of it?
The great part is seeing how many of my friends I can still remain in contact with, just how brilliant people are to each other. I know that there's people over the road from me who have been working with the food bank and going out and delivering to local vulnerable people in our community. And before, because I was so busy, I never really got a chance to see all of the things that happened in my local neighbourhood. I've been living with my sister, and we opened the front door on a Thursday night, like lots of other people did, and clapped. And I actually got to see my neighbours, although obviously not anywhere near them, but standing on my front doorstep, clapping for the NHS. Seeing that was really, really good. So there have been some positive parts of this.
Well, we heard a lot of stories like this that, you know, people had said because we were forced into this, and many people like yourself were shielding. It's almost like we were just put on pause and we had no option but to notice the things that were going on around us that we'd missed in our everyday lives before.
Absolutely.
And that's really helped a lot of people mentally.
It certainly has. I think the things that have kept me going mentally, because like everybody at the start, you're obsessed with keeping up with the news, what's happening here, what's happening there. Yeah. So because the only things that I could control were what went on within my four walls was I was reducing the amount of time that I would see the news. So I'd catch up once in the morning, once in the evening, and that would be it, because I had to be able to carry on. My colleagues have been brilliant as well, because we all went from working in an open plan office to not seeing each other. So being able to have the support from them and talking to them, and having we have a virtual coffee morning where we speak to people in the team. So that's been really, really good too. So having the support from my colleagues who are saying, oh, how are you today? What's going on? That's been brilliant.
And today you can ring in the changes. Are you a bit twitchy about ringing in the changes, because you've been in this mode now for quite some time?
Absolutely. I am really, really twitchy. What I'd really like, I think it's the little things that I miss the most. So being able to go and get a paper, or being able to go and get a coffee and sit in a cafe and do that. And obviously I still can't do that yet. But the first time I went out, when we were allowed to leave our houses to, you know, go for a walk, I literally, on your own with no social interaction, I went from my house 300 yards to the post box, and I felt so naughty doing it. It was really, really funny. I got back and I was like, oh my goodness, I've been outside, I shouldn't have done it. But again, I had no other option. So I think for me, I am twitchy. I was seeing what was happening with the pubs and all of that, and hairdressers and everything reopening at the weekend. And I will take it slowly. So probably not today, but probably by the end of the week, I will go and have a socially distanced meeting somewhere in the park with probably a couple of friends, which will be really crazy. But I'm really looking forward to it.
It's such a naughty thing walking off to the post box there. You really are.
It felt really naughty. It was very fun.
And do you think, just to finish with, we've had lots of conversations with many people over the past few months, and what seems to have come to the fore was all of the things that you thought were really, really important, like, well, it's Saturday, I've got to go shopping on a Saturday. I always go shopping on a Saturday. You know, they became not irrelevant, but it didn't matter. It really didn't matter. And I spoke to one person who said, I've wasted so much time doing nothing in my life. This has really focused me to do something worthwhile now.
Yes, I think that's been brought to the fore for lots of us, not just those of us who are shielding, but everybody. There's been so much happened since lockdown happened that just wipes it all away, and you think, no, I need to change what I'm doing. That doesn't appeal to me anymore. I need to move on. I need to do something different. I need to do something else. And I think it's going to be a whole movement for everybody.
Great to talk to you, Sarah. Enjoy your people Thank watching you. When you sat in that cafe having a coffee, because you haven't done it for a while.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Oh, certainly not.
The extremely naughty Sarah Lewis-Newton there on the programme this morning. Thanks, Sarah. Really interesting, some of the conversations we've had over the past few months. Sarah is the Collections and Research Report Manager at LSTM, Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. And, of course, she's been shielding. She's type 1 diabetic and, of course, was in the vulnerable group. So, yeah, if you're going to venture out over the next few days or so, good luck, take it easy, and you've earned it, haven't you? You've definitely earned that fresh air. BBC.